Masechet Eduyot Perek Vav Mishnah Bet says the Mishnah Ha'ed Rabbi Yehoshua v'Rabbi Nehunya ben Eli Natan ish kefara Bavli. These rabbis testified al ever min hamet shehu tameh, that a limb that was cut off of a dead body is tameh, like the dead body itself, and it would transmit tum'ah to people or to objects through ohel by being under the same roof as that limb. The chidush over here is, even if there's not a kazayit of basar, of flesh, on that limb. We said earlier that, of course, a kazayit of basar, of a corpse, will transmit the tum'ah. We're saying over here now, a bigger chidush, even if there's no kazayit of flesh, as long as you have a full limb, full finger, for example, that is enough to transmit tum'ah under the ohel without the kazayit of flesh. And why did they say this? What did they have to oppose? Rabbi Eliezer said that the limb does not transmit tum'ah like a corpse, only if you're talking about a living person. If you're talking about a living person, that's the only time that it transmits tum'ah, even without a kazayit of basad, like a corpse. But if you have the limb from a dead person, said Rabbi Eliezer, no, that doesn't transmit tum'ah unless you have a kazayit of flesh. So Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Nehunya are testifying against the tradition of Rabbi Eliezer. They say that the Hachamim told them that even a limb from a corpse transmits tum'ah through oil, even if it doesn't have a kazayit of basar. And Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Nehunya are going to bring a kal vachomer to support their opinion. Amru lo, v'halo kal vachomer. They told Rabbi Eliezer, isn't it a kal vachomer that a limb from a corpse should transmit tum'ah through ohel? How? Uma min ha'chai shehu tahor, ever ha'poresh bimeru tameh. They said, first of all, if a limb that came from a living person, the living person is generally pure. But we say that limb that fell from him, that came from him, is tameh, like the corpse. It transmits tum'ah through ohel. Hamet shehu tameh. Enodin shehiyeh ever ha'poresh bimeru tameh. A corpse which is tameh itself, the limb that leaves it, isn't it obvious that, of course, that should be tameh as well? If we're saying that the limb of a live body, which is pure, is tameh, the limb of a dead body, of course, is tameh as well, even if there's no kazayit of basar on it. Amar lahem, lo amru ella al ever minahai. Rabbi Eliezer told them back, I have a tradition. I was told by my rabbis that a limb transmits tum'ah like a corpse only if that limb came from a living person, but not if it came from a corpse, from a dead body. And Rabbi Eliezer is also going to refute their kal vachomer. Davar acher, another point, says Rabbi Eliezer, not only do I have a tradition about the fact that a living limb is the only thing that transmits tum'ah, even if there's no kazayit basar, but I also have a kal vachomer to prove it to you. Meruba tum'at ha'chayim tum'at ha'metim. He first off says, you made an assumption before, he tells back to Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Nehunya. You assumed that a dead body is automatically more impure than a live body. He says, I don't think so. I think the tum'ah of living people could sometimes be greater than the tum'ah of a corpse. How? She'ahai ose mishkav u'moshav itachtav. A living person who is a zav or a zava, if they sit on a bed, and let's say that bed had three mattresses, and they're only sitting on the top one, they make all of the beds that are under them, they make them tameh, even if they never touch that actual bed. And now the fact that they're tameh, le tameh adam ul tameh begadim, they have the ability now, these mattresses, to transmit tum'ah to a person who touches them and to clothes who touch them or that the person's wearing. So we see that there is a higher level when it comes to live people of how much tum'ah they can transmit as well. If there's a living person who is a zav or a zava, and there are items that are resting right above him, they have a lower level of tum'ah. They're already shown la tum'ah, even if the person didn't touch them. Letameh ochalinu mashkina, they have the ability to make food and drink tameh, as opposed to mashe'en hamet metameh. A corpse does not transmit tum'ah to the mattress or the seat that it's under, or to items that are above it, unless these items are actually touching the corpse, the body, or they're under the same ohel as him. But him sitting on top of something that has something else under it doesn't make that other item tameh. So we do see, says Rabbi Eliezer, that we do in some instances treat the tum'ah of a live person more severely than the tum'ah of a corpse. And therefore, it's not such an unreasonable thing to say that the limb of a living person transmits tum'ah even if there's no kazayit of flesh on it, as opposed to the limb of a dead person that does not transmit tum'ah even though there's no basar on it. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, we see that we do treat the tum'ah of a live person in certain instances stronger and more severe than the tum'ah of a dead person.